from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Elijah Watson.
And I'm Taylor Mulford. Welcome to this Thanksgiving special edition of the Current OC. So, Eli, is there anything you're thankful for?
I'm thankful to be finally back anchoring in this chair. I mean, look at me go.
Good to hear, Eli. Well, Thanksgiving is a time to celebrate with family and friends and, of course, enjoy a great meal. So what are the students and staff here at OC thankful for this year? The Current OC's Vincent Pirano has this report.
What are you thankful for? We interview Ocean City High School students to figure out what are they thankful for.
I am thankful for all my friends and family. You know, it's just a wonderful group to be in.
I am thankful for Vinny P.
I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm thankful for the pilgrims. Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
I'm thankful for all the mushroom soup out there. Yummy.
I'm thankful for my family.
My family.
I'm thankful for Kyler, who just turned down this interview.
I'm thankful for my family and my friends.
Sour Patch Kids.
Personally, I'm thankful for my family, my two daughters, and my husband. I'm also extremely grateful for everything I have, and specifically my work. In my work life, I'm extremely grateful to be principal of Ocean City High School. I get to come to work every day and work with wonderful faculty, staff, and students.
Me personally, I've been thankful for my friends, family, and dogs. This is Vincent Perino reporting for the Current OC.
Thanksgiving is synonymous with turkeys. You eat them, you catch them, you make hand turkey art on paper plates of them, but why? Well, the Current OC's Gavin Alexander is here to hopefully carve up some answers.
Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
Turkey's like a huge symbol of Thanksgiving because for years everyone is gathered around the table just to like eat that one bird every single year, ever since the thing with the Indians.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
That's a really good question.
Awesome. Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Right on. Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
Because the flavor doesn't overpower all of the amazing side dishes for Thanksgiving.
Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
Because everyone eats them.
Why do you think turkeys are such a huge symbol of Thanksgiving?
I think turkeys are a good symbol because they represent what Thanksgiving is all about, eating, feeding the family, feast for the family, in fact. You got all the sides, and you can't have Thanksgiving without the turkey.
Another important part about Thanksgiving are the family traditions. Every year my family makes marshmallow castles. I usually have the best. So what are some of your traditions? The Current OC's John Arsenault checks in to see how you're celebrating the holiday. Let's see what he's cooked up for us.
Thanksgiving's just upon us, and we here at the Current OC would like to ask the students of Ocean City High School to see what traditions they really love about Thanksgiving.
My most unique Thanksgiving tradition has to be the fact that I celebrate Christmas instead of Thanksgiving.
Well, back in the day, my family used to dress up in our holiday clothes, but we quickly realized that was pretty uncomfortable given, you know, it being Thanksgiving. So now we have a competition to see who can have the most outrageous pajama pants, and we dress up in funky pajamas for Thanksgiving.
I hunt every morning.
Me and my grandfather, we like to play chess after we eat, and then I always win, so that's probably my favorite memory or tradition.
Yeah, traditions are great, but what about everybody's favorite food?
I would say mashed potatoes or the sweet potatoes with the little marshmallows on top of them.
Mashed potatoes, because, you know, they're super good. Like, you know when you like bake them in the oven, they got like that crunchy bit on the top? That stuff's good, like the brown parts.
For sure the turkey. It's just a staple of the dinner. I mean, it's always at the center of the table. Love turkey. It's one of my favorites.
It's gotta be stuffing. It's really unique, but it's really gas.
Wow, I loved those traditions and the food. They're all amazing. However, there's only one correct answer for both of them. The correct answer for tradition is just making the food with your family. And the correct food, it's obviously the Thanksgiving ham. Nothing can beat it. Well, this has been fun. This has been Jonathan Arsalt reporting for the Current OC.
Thanks, John, for letting us all know about those fun traditions.
It's time to pass potatoes and feast on some sports. Here's Ryan Baldwin with a Turkey Day tradition that recently got cooked.
Thanks, guys. This year will be a little bit different here in Ocean City. It'll be the first time in 100 years that Ocean City will not play Pleasantville in a Thanksgiving football game. Last year, the Thanksgiving rivalry ended with the Red Raiders losing to Pleasantville and dropping to the record at 53-44-7 on Turkey Day. This year, the two teams met, but it was back in August when the Red Raiders beating the Greyhounds 14-7 at the Battle of the Beach, but it's just not the same. Eagles fans have to be thankful. The Birds flew out to Kansas City to battle the Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts leads a second half comeback. This 10-yard touchdown cut the lead to 3 in the third quarter. Then, with just over 6 minutes left to go, it's the brotherly shove. Hurts scores his second touchdown. The Eagles rally to beat the Chiefs 21-17. They get some revenge after that Super Bowl loss. At 9-1, the Eagles own the best record in the league. Now for a look at the NFL games on Thanksgiving, here's Steve and Logan Smith.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. What's Thanksgiving without football? We're back to break down the four NFL games on Turkey Day.
First on the menu, we have a 12:30 kickoff in Detroit with the Lions facing Green Bay. For the past 82 years, the Lions have played on Thanksgiving, and this year the Lions are 8-2, and that's their best record at the Thanksgiving break since 1962. They are challenging the Eagles for the top seed in the NFC. Look for the Lions to take care of business at home over a Packers team that is fighting for a playoff spot.
Later in the afternoon, Washington travels to Dallas in a tough NFC matchup. In the last 55 years, the Cowboys are 32-22-1 on Thanksgiving, dating back to 1966. The Cowboys are two games back of the Eagles in the division race. The Commanders have had a rough start to the season. They just lost to the lowly Giants. This should be another easy win for the Cowboys.
And to end Thanksgiving night, the 49ers take on Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. This should be a hard-fought divisional battle with major playoff implications on the line. With Brock Purdy and the Niners' offense cruising, and with the new and improved defensive line, it might be difficult for the Seahawks to get anything going with Geno Smith questionable to play. So, Steve, I heard there's a Black Friday game this week.
You're right, Logan. In the first ever Black Friday game, the Jets clashed with the Dolphins in MetLife Stadium. With the Dolphins looking to be Super Bowl contenders, the Jets offense has to step up after naming Tim Boyle the backup quarterback as a starter for this Thanksgiving showdown.
Well said, Steve. And that's our Thanksgiving games of the week. Happy Thanksgiving to all football fans.
The winter sports season is here and tryouts are underway for the OC boys and girls basketball team. It should be another exciting hoop season for the Red Raiders, but what does it take to make the team? Our Allie Hudson has some tryout tips from some returning stars.
Hello, this is Allie Hudson from the current OC, and I'm here with McKenna Chisholm and Sophia Bishop. And what are some tips and tricks you guys have for the girls trying out for girls basketball?
To always be on time and prepare to practice and not cut in line at team dinners.
Sophia?
And to respect your coaches and older players and to always have fun.
Speaking of basketball, here's boys head coach Mr. Bruno.
It is an honor to be asked to do this because there's so many fellow colleagues, students, fellow coaches that I've seen come by through the years, and it's great to honor all these individuals and team.
He served as the master of ceremonies this past weekend as Ocean City welcomed 7 new members to their Athletic Hall of Fame. Among the inductees, John Kerry, Lloyd Hayes, Drew Breckenridge, Abby Hartman, Shelley Meister, Ed Adamczyk, and Maggie Wallace, also chosen the 2015-2016 girls swim team, which won a state title. Congrats to all those athletes. That's a look at sports, guys. Throw it back to you.
Well, it looks like we've just about arrived at Thanksgiving break.
So, Eli, how do you plan on spending your Thanksgiving break?
Well, I plan on standing outside and pondering the consequences of Industrial Revolution, but that's going to depend on the weather.
Well, thankfully, we have Yakub Clean Shack to give us a special Thanksgiving forecast.
So, Kuba, what's the weather looking like right now?
Thanks, Eli. Now, I've said this before, but this time I really mean it. There's a rainstorm going to come in, and it's going to hit us, and it's going to hit us hard. And when I say hard, I mean extremely, inexplicably, inexorably hard. In fact, depending on when this is uploaded, it might already be too late for you. But let's not focus on the future. Let's look at what's happening right now. Current conditions, it's about 50 degrees out, which I would say it was a nice day if the wind isn't 24 miles per hour. Now, if you're out there celebrating the anti-penultimate ultimate day before Thanksgiving, watch out for your shorter friends. Or fly them like kites. I don't care, just don't tell the police. because I'm already my second kite-related infraction this week. Going to our regional temperatures, you can see about 50 degrees everywhere, but Lancaster has already fallen to what we are calling the monsoon of madness. Now, it's not really a monsoon, it's not that mad, but I've kind of run dry, as things say, is the weather. No pun intended. But let's look at the tides, which is going to be a high tide of about 4 feet right after school. So if you want to catch some waves before the bleak breezes of winter roll in, that would be a great time. If we look at our 7-day forecast, we can see it's going to rain a little bit into early Wednesday. But on Thursday, Thanksgiving, it's going to be beautiful. But I know you guys don't really care about Thanksgiving. It's about those sweet Black Friday deals. Now, it's going to rain a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit windy. So if you're going to do shopping, try to get some deals on umbrellas. Those deals will blow you away.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of The Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch on all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching. We'll leave you now with some fall highlights of the drama play Robin Hood, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Venison!
Alan, what have you got?
A lord and lady were kind enough to part with some gold bracelets.
Oh, they shouldn't have. Meg?
A wealthy merchant insisted on giving us his gold chain.
He's too kind. Arthur?
This little landlord was tired of carrying his heavy bag of coins around.
You helped a stranger? Makes me proud to be a leader. Little John?
A couple of jewel lappets, ask me.